Evolutionary scientists, are they prejudiced?
Answers with Ken Ham, host of the acclaimed film, The Genesis Solution. Well, Ken, surely scientists want to search for truth, and they wouldn't want to be prejudiced, would they?
Actually, what scientists believe about their origins determines how they look at the world. Let me give you an example. We received a letter from a person who'd been named the editor for a geologic society. Now, he was asked to provide articles of substance for their newsletter. In his first issue, he included articles that questioned evolutionary geologic principles. In less than 2 weeks, members of the society demanded his resignation and the return of all the materials he had, even when these actions were in violation of the society's constitution. You know, this is not an isolated case, Mark. We've heard of graduate students being refused entry into schools because they believed in creation. An evolutionist was fired for allowing an article in his science journal on intelligent design. Scientists have been driven out of their fields because of their creation beliefs. You see, when a discovery is made that casts serious doubt on evolution, it's often quickly hidden and not published in the major journals. But none of this should be surprising to Bible-believing Christians. After all, man's heart is deceitful and rebels against the truth of the Creator God. That's why we need ministries like Answers in Genesis to tell the truth to the world.
Creation ministries are very active in today's culture wars. Find out how when you read Ken Ham's free booklet, Evolution, Creation, and the Culture Wars. Go to our site, answersradio.com.